this is Ed Goldman with the Goldman State Podcast. It's hard to explain my enjoyment of and nostalgia for hard copy mail order catalogs that feature tons of pictures and over-the-top product descriptions. Yet, as no surprise to any of you, and with compliments to the late, great B.B. King, the thrill is gone. What brought this topic to mind was my welcome receipt of the U-Line Spring-Summer Catalog the other day. It was tossed over my backyard fence because it wouldn't fit in the mail slot carved into the wall of my garage. You see, my garage, which is behind my condo, faces an alley. And since I'm neither in a gated community nor a maximum security prison, yet, the alley tends to attract wanders-by. Some of these are cats, others are coyotes, and a few are thieves of opportunity. Thieves who are too lazy to break into my home, so they rob things protruding from my mail slot. The U-Line catalog is an inch-thick compendium of light industrial products such as storage bins, sandbags, special handling labels, service carts, and safety glasses. Now, my work doesn't require any of its products, but I always enjoy paging through the publication and imagining what it would be like to own a business that could use, for example, heavy-duty gravity roller conveyors, safety goggles, or disposable face shields. Bulk ordering is the byword here, as you may guess. I could save $20 each if I were to buy more than two portable speed bumps made from high-impact polypropylene with rubber backing. Natch rubber backing. You simply don't buy a speed bump, even a single one, without rubber backing. I bet they didn't teach you that at Harvard, college kid. Now, the catalogs I used to receive on at least a quarterly basis were from Edward Hamilton Bookseller and a few discount cigar houses which touted their factory irregulars. That meant spotted green smokes made popular in the hobo epoch of the last century. You know, I smoke old stogies I have found short but not too big around, as Roger Miller wrote and sang it in his magnificent King of the Road. Twice a year I'd get a pamphlet and a plea to buy a week-at-a-glance calendar, or several of them for the whole gang at the office. But you know how it goes. You order only one thing from a catalog over a five-year period, and you're abruptly dropped from the list. Until, that is, you get a new catalog in the mail 6 months later with the message, "Welcome back!" Alas, there won't be any welcome back notices from Sears or Montgomery Ward. On the other hand, mail order catalogs themselves may be making a comeback. Quote, "Retailers in some categories appear to think so," unquote, according to a recent report. Many brands and retailers such as Nordstrom, Patagonia, Crate & Barrel, Restoration Hardware, and leisure services such as Vacations and Cruise Lines are investing heavily in physical catalogs. Even pure online retailers that prided themselves in creating efficient and digitized consumer experiences, such as Wayfair, Birchbox, and Amazon, are now printing catalogs, unquote. You know the source of that data, can you guess? The Harvard Business Review, just last year. Guess they are teaching you something, college kid. I'm Ed Goldman. My column, The Goldman State, comes out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can subscribe for free at goldmanstate.com. Thanks for listening.